This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. The Union Cabinet has approved two major highway projects to boost road infrastructure in Maharashtra and Odisha. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs cleared the construction of a 374-kilometer, six-lane, access-controlled greenfield Nashik-Sholapur-Akkalkot corridor in Maharashtra.
Aaj jo approve hua hai, wo Nashik se Sholapur ka corridor approve hua hai.
Today, the Nashik-Solapur corridor has been approved. This corridor is very important. It will connect many major cities and several large industrial centers. Its construction will be completed in 2 years. It is a 374-kilometer project and an investment of 19,142 crore will be made in it. This project will reduce the distance between Nashik and Solapur by 14% and travel time by significantly reduced by about 45% between Chennai and Surat.
Time significantly kam hogi, 45% reduce hogi between Chennai and Surat.
Mr. Vaishnav added that the project will generate about 251.06 lakh man days of direct employment and 313.83 lakh man days of indirect employment. The Union Cabinet also approved the widening and strengthening of the existing two-lane to two-lane with paved shoulder of NH-326 in Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Union Cabinet approved the widening and strengthening of NH-326 in Odisha, which is an important project. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it will make travel faster and improve connectivity across Gajapati, Raigada and Koraput. The Prime Minister also said the Nashik-Sholapur-Akkalkot corridor is aligned with PM Gati Shakti. He said this transformative project will strengthen west to east connectivity, boost logistics and generate large-scale employment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 50th meeting of Pragati, the ICT-enabled multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation in New Delhi. This marked a significant milestone in a decade-long journey of cooperative and outcome-driven governance under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi reviewed 5 critical infrastructure projects across sectors, including road, railways, power, water resources and coal. During a review of PM Shri scheme, the Prime Minister emphasized that the PM Shri scheme must become a national benchmark for holistic and future-ready school education. India successfully conducted a salvo launch of 2 Pralay missiles off Odisha coast in quick succession. The missile was launched as part of user evaluation trials. The test was carried out by the Defence Research and Development Organisation. The Pralay missile is a surface-to-surface, short-range ballistic missile with a strike range of about 150 km to 500 km. It can carry multiple types of warheads against various targets. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said, after the Pran Pratishtha of Ram Lala in Ayodhya, the city has become the centre of religious and spiritual tourism, and Lord Ram's glory illuminates not only India but the entire world. The Defence Minister, accompanied by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, took part in the second anniversary celebrations of the consecration of Lord Ram Lala at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya. On the occasion, he installed the Dharma Dhwaj atop the spire of Goddess Annapurna Temple within the complex. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh said during Operation Sindoor, India adhered to Lord Ram's teachings on righteousness. The world is welcoming 2026 with a bang as revelers enjoy fireworks and parties to bring in the new year. The Pacific island nation of Kiribati became the first country in the world to welcome 2006. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to citizens of the country and abroad. In her message, the president said the new year symbolizes renewed energy and positive change and serves as an opportunity for self-reflection and fresh resolutions. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, East Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab and West Rajasthan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.